The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. Our toll-free number, we'll get that to you. Also, the Skype username. I wasn't on the show last night on the Saturday edition because I was at a Hemp Fest meeting. It was a mandatory meeting for everybody who's involved, sort of in the creative side of Hemp Fest this year. And I've never been involved in NH Hemp Fest, New Hampshire Hemp Fest, before. And they've never had a Hemp Fest like this before. I'm pretty excited about it. Mark, we're going to be broadcasting live.
Yep.
You already knew that. But many of our listeners may not have known. We haven't really been promoting it a whole lot on the air. And that's because some of the details were still being nailed down. And so I know more now.
Have we nailed some details?
Yep. I know more.
Nothing about, I like to nail more than a good detail.
About what's going to happen at this event. This is going to be a big event. Now, for those of you who've listened to the show for a while, we have broadcast from this place called Rogers Campground for several years in a row as part of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has been a great festival for a long time. Unfortunately, due to them kicking me out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we will not be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Essentially, I mean, you know, when we started going there to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it wasn't at Rogers when we started going.
That's true.
It was a tiny little event.
It was actually originally at Rogers, then left Rogers, and then when we started going, it had left Rogers, and then it went back to Rogers.
I guess I wouldn't call it tiny. It wasn't nearly the size that it is today.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
You know, I can't tell you precisely how many people came to Pork Fest because Free Talk Live talked about a Pork Fest, but I'd say that the number was prodigious.
Yeah, there were quite a few folks.
The founder of the Free State Project, who puts on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, claimed that probably about a quarter of our signups for the Free State Project were because of Free Talk Live, and then they, instead of dissolving sort of the relationship with Free Talk Live, they decide that it's a good idea to go ahead and kick you out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah. And the Liberty Forum as well.
Mostly because of your claims around the age of consent and the idea that young people are going to have some kind of license to decide when they're going to have control of their own bodies.
Yeah, because I took a libertarian position about owning yourself. I was kicked out of a libertarian.
Right. The idea is that you're skulking behind pine trees looking to snatch up I don't know what. It's crazy.
It is crazy. But, you know, all that aside, 2 days later, after we had been removed from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we were presented with the opportunity to broadcast from Rogers Campground, same location, at a different festival, NH Hemp Fest, which is in, this is, I believe, going to be its third year. So it's a relatively new event. It was never at Rogers Campground before, so I've not been previously, and I'm really excited about this, Mark, because, first of all, they're expecting more people than the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah,
they're planning, for 3,000. Now, I don't know. Again, they've never done a festival this big before, but they sound like people who have done festivals, I guess. So,
well, they're drawing from a closer, they're drawing basically from the geographic area of New Hampshire,
perhaps. New England, probably, as
perhaps
well.
Perhaps Vermont a little bit. And maybe some, you know, some surrounding areas.
It's going to be a concert, first and foremost. That's
right.
What NH Hemp Fest is really focused around is the bands that they're going to be having. So that's going to draw people from all of New England. There are going to be, you know, hippies and pot smoker types from all around who are going to come to this event, which I'm really excited about because, you know, we're preaching to the choir at the events like the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Not to say that they're not fun events. They are, and hopefully they will continue to be fun. But you're preaching to people, you're talking to people who they already pretty much know who you are. Not always. Sometimes there's some newbies in the crowd that, you know, have just stumbled across the show. But for the most part, if you're going to go up and sit in and watch us do the radio show, you may have already heard of us prior to that. In the case of Hemp Fest, I suspect most of the people on that particular property will have never heard of Free Talk Live before. So I think that's cool because we're going to be reaching a completely new audience with the ideas of liberty. And, you know, everybody started somewhere with the ideas of freedom. Somebody had to say something to you, or you had to come across a book, or you had to come across a radio show, or whatever. There's some sort of entry point into these ideas. And Free Talk Live is that entry point for a lot of people because we're on radio. And so people can just tune into the show. They can just get involved in the conversation, whether they actually call in or not.
Right.
They're involved in their mind.
And you hear them when they call in on a regular basis. They say, I don't agree with you on everything, or I agree with you about 75% of the time, or whatever it is mm-hmm. that they're saying. That means that they have been introduced to the ideas of liberty, and we have touched on things that they agree with and touched on things that they disagree with. And that's sort of the first steps. Now, they may come to the conclusion that, hey, look, this whole human freedom thing is just not going to work. Sorry, humans need to be controlled like a big group of livestock. Tax livestock for government, politicians, bureaucrats, you know, the lawyer industrial class. We need that. Otherwise, Western civilization will crumble. Or they could come to the conclusion that, look, the ideas of liberty, the ideas of the free market, human freedom, people working together, cooperation and competition at the same time, these things work the vast majority of times that they're tried. They're extraordinarily efficient, they're particularly moral, and I think I can go ahead and let other people try them in areas of their lives that I may not be comfortable. And they're going to come to one of those two conclusions if they listen to Free Talk Live long enough.
Right. And so this could be the very first time that many people are exposed to the ideas of liberty. Now, of course, you're invited to join us as well. This is sort of our replacement event for doing a live camping festival, which, I'm pretty excited about because we're going to reach new folks. You can go to nhhempfest.com to learn more about the event. It's happening late August. So a different time, but still beautiful time of the year to be in New Hampshire. It's going to be the weather is probably going to be close to perfect at about that time of the year.
Yeah.
Pretty typically it is. So August 25th through the 28th, it's a 4-day festival. It's going, you know, Thursday through Sunday, and it goes through Sunday. So you don't cut out at noon or whatever on Sunday. There's bands all day long on Sunday.
Yeah. Speaking of the weather in New Hampshire, you and I are originally from Florida.
That's right.
And when you start turning the air conditioner on in Florida and shutting the windows, that's when we start turning off the heaters and opening the windows here in New Hampshire. So it's, it when you say the weather's just about perfect, truly, this is one of the best places to live 6 months out of the year, you know.
And we're going to be up in the White Mountains. It's going to be beautiful. You will not be able to match, I don't think, and it's very hard to match the beauty of the mountainous range that sort of surrounds this campground nestled within the White
Mountains. I'd love to have our listeners come. Yeah. If they're going to come to Hemp Fest,
it's going to be a better party than the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
I don't know how family friendly it'll be. I hear there's going to be a family zone or whatever, but I don't know. I've never been to Hemp Fest in New Hampshire before, so it's going to be new for me, even though I'm familiar with the campground itself. Loads of bands, I mean a bunch of them, so go and see them for yourself over at nhhempfest.com. And here's what you need to know. This is what I learned last night at the meeting, is the Free Talk Live Broadcast Center, if you will, our remote broadcast
group,
media room, whatever it's going to be called. I don't know what they'll call it at this event, but we'll be in the same place as we've been in the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Thing is, though, it's only going to be open to VIPs. So
really,
this is not going to be a general
audience. That's a bummer. I want the regular folks to come up.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're not in charge of the event.
It's true.
So you don't get to make that decision. But there are going to be, thousands of people at this event. And so, yeah, I get where you're coming from, Mark. I also like the idea of anyone being able to encounter the show. But it's going to be more of like a green room kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be, more of the upper crust. This is where they're going to have the very first ever, essentially their cannabis cup, their equivalent of the cannabis cup. You've heard about this event?
No.
So the cannabis cup is this world-renowned cannabis tasting event that happens in the Netherlands. So it was kind of like the first of its kind.
Okay.
Fancy growers bring their fancy weed to cannabis.
I suppose that's appropriate.
And so obviously such a thing in New Hampshire would be highly illegal, but it's going to happen at HempFest. There's going to be what they're calling the Freedom Cup. And so that's one of the things that is going to be taking place in this room in which we will be broadcasting. So something like that, there are going to be too many people that want to attend that, right? because that's going to be a big event.
Sure.
And if you've got 3,000 people at this place, only so many of them could actually go in physically into this room. So
okay.
If you want to see us live at HempFest, you do have to get the VIP ticket, which, from what I understand, this is going to be an amazing event. They've got some cool artwork that they're planning on, and it's going to be an awesome concert. You're not going to want to miss it. NHMFest.com. We'll continue here. Talk about Uber settling their lawsuit. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
our Sunday edition of the program. Uber has settled the lawsuit that could have made all of their contractors into employees. We'll tell you what the terms of the settlement were here in moments. This was a big suit, so it's interesting how that panned out. We'll give you more details. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and with you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Sarah is listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah. How do I sound? I sound pretty good?
Sound fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You know what? I just want to say that Albuquerque, we're trying to build this, it's called the ART, Rapid Transit Bus, that goes on the Route 66, you know, Central Bus Line. And
a Rapid Transit Bus.
Yes, and what it does is that it's they have these in Cleveland, Ohio. It goes in the center of the street. It's raised on a platform. Everybody gets their ticket outside, and they roll right in. So we got actually Obama helped us out with $70 million. We're getting like $69 million from the federal government.
Those are taxpayers that are giving you that money, just to be clear, not the government. They stole it first, and then they gave it back to the city of Albuquerque. So really, Obama didn't help anybody.
It will be interesting to see because – like, public transportation works better and worse. You can't say that, say, the subway system is an abject failure because lots of people ride it every day. You can say a lot of buses in a lot of municipalities are essentially riding empty the vast majority of time. So I'm kind of curious, how's this differ from regular
trolley
buses?
It sounds like a trolley almost. It's in the
it sounds like
the
a trolley with, you know, wheels.
Well, you know, someday I was told that an actual electric trolley would cost another like $80 to $100 million.
Sure, a trolley has tracks. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just saying that, you know, that it's like a trolley.
This would require a special lane just for this bus. Is that what you're saying? It goes in the middle of the street?
Are we tearing up a bunch of trees and stuff out of the middle of the street to put this down?
Well, there's medians right now, but you know why I'm calling? You know, I'm really frustrated. I really want this bus, but there's people in Albuquerque that are suing the city and suing the federal government to stop this bus line. And that's completely insane.
Why? What are their reasons for it?
Well, they're complaining that it's going to, like, slow the traffic down. Right now, they have four car lanes, two car lanes on both sides with no, and you know, the speed limit is 35 and they're doing like 50 miles an hour running the red lights. And so they've done it all their life and they want nobody to slow them down. Because they want to turn it into a two lane going through Unim and the Knob Hill, the tourist attraction, and going through the international district.
It sounds kind of wasteful, though. I mean, you're talking about something that is going to take up the middle lane. They're going to tear out the medians from every single road. Or is it going to be in the middle of a three-lane road? Like, will it be two bus lanes on either side of a six-lane road? Or would there just be one bus lane in the middle of the road?
It'll be just one bus lane with wider sidewalks and medians and
it sounds kind of like a boondoggle to me.
It sounds to me like it will slow things down. Now, you're kind of saying that it'll slow things down too, right? Like you're agreeing that it'll slow things down.
She wants that to happen.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, but I want that to happen. I don't want to be...
I hear you.
You know, like I said, I mean...
So their complaint is valid, that it will slow things down.
Yeah, but they're doing 50 miles an hour and then three cars running red lights in a row and people have been killed left and right year after year crossing Central.
So your hope is... This comes back to your issue that you have always called about in this
short cars.
The short history of your calls to the show, Sarah. You're worried that, or you're hoping that this bus line is going to result in fewer pedestrian accidents because you called about pedestrian safety. It's pretty much been the only topic you've called about. And it was looking like you were going to change it up tonight, and you almost did. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Everybody's got an axe
grind. It's something she's concerned about, and I appreciate that about her. And I don't think that a huge government boondoggle like this is the solution to more street safety. because you're still going to have people doing stupid, ignorant, dangerous things on the road, even if there's this humongous ART system, as it's being called, the Albuquerque Rapid Transit.
If you want to solve people running red lights, there are other ways to do that rather than putting a big, giant, expensive bus in the middle. Now, this bus could be the answer to lots of problems. There, like I said, there are some times that public transportation is sort of less ineffective than other times. I would say, even when you look at the subway system in New York, which is probably the most successful in the United States as far as public transportation goes, it was originally created by free market companies that wanted to move people up and down and around the island of Manhattan, and then it was taken over by the government. So, you know, that's the progressive era. They felt like they could do a better job, and, you know, they've had lesser and greater success, but let's not forget that the free market created it. Many times people will say, well, we can't have roads without the government, as though roads don't exist where the, you know, where the government isn't, and which is nonsense.
I have the story about the lawsuit, so we'll get the opinion straight from the clients of the attorneys here, or the attorneys themselves. Story from the Albuquerque Journal, abqjournal.com. The debate over Albuquerque rapid transit is headed to court, and this story was posted this month. Attorneys representing residents and businesses opposed to the project or with grave concerns about its design filed a pair of lawsuits Monday afternoon, one in state court, the other in federal court. They accused the city of violating the National Historic Preservation Act and other federal and city laws. Each lawsuit
maintain this old road. Go ahead.
Each lawsuit also asked a judge to order a halt to the project. The lawsuits allege that ART would choke traffic along Central Avenue and disrupt the character of old Route 66. Albuquerque is home to the longest urban and intact stretch of what was once Route 66, and many historic buildings are along that route, say the suits. Gilbert Montano, chief of staff under Mayor Richard Berry, says the city's confident that ART is legally sound and construction is still set to begin this summer. Litigation is a normal part of carrying out big transportation projects. He said it's not something that in any way caught us off guard.
I want to know about these businesses that say they're not interested and why they're not interested in this this kind of transportation downtown.
The suit was filed by attorney John McCall on behalf of Western View Restaurant and other residents and businesses opposed to the project. They're located along the mostly western half of the ART route. He says, I think we have a very good case, and I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact there's a tremendous amount of opposition. In a series of rowdy meetings earlier this year, opponents turned out in force, shouting down and mocking city executives who were pitching the project. Central Avenue is already.
Well, now, organizations bring out projects all the time. The problem is when a governmental agency brings out a project, what they're proposing is that other people pay for it. When an organization says, hey, we're going to try to fly to the moon on paper wings, well, then that's their business until they start demanding I pay for it.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll see if we can get to the meat of the complaints, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live and the Live Sunday Edition. We're here. We'll take your calls about what you want. Just dial on in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have all kinds of options for you on our website where you can actually get creative. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. And then we might talk about it on the radio. Certainly other listeners will see it, and that might, inspire them. It might amuse them. Whatever it is you want to put up there, you can do that.
Yeah, the best way to bring up a topic is to call in with it.
Certainly, but, as our caller had done here tonight, Sarah.
Some people don't want to do that. Some people want to push it online, and online, this is a great place to do it.
So go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content right there on the front page and vote on what is already there. So once again, it's free. Get started at freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk more about this art controversy over a so-called rapid transit bus, which
it's called art.
I'm not familiar with the concept. Eddie, you're on also calling
rapid transit
from it's Albuquerque.
Albuquerque
rapid transit in this
yeah.
case. But Eddie, you're on from Albuquerque. Go ahead, listening to Kiva.
Yeah, thanks, Ian and Mark. I guess thanks. I would just kind of specify there'll be one lane in the middle and there'll be one lane on each side. So you'll be wiping out all the medians, all the trees, all that stuff will be wiped out in the middle. I forget, it's like 455 trees. Anyway, it's atrocious. But
455 like trees?
Yeah, for okay. 8 miles and all sorts of.
So it's, a community beautification program.
Essentially, right.
So wait, are we just talking about a straight shot down what was Route 66? This
yeah.
art thing won't go anywhere else?
That's correct. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I mean, the idea would be to eventually go somewhere else, but it's not going anywhere else. It's just, 7 to 8 miles of straight on from the west side, right through the middle of downtown through historic Route 66. And I want to touch on something Mark said, Have I ever spoken or called to you, guys about this project before?
I don't know if we've ever talked to you. I'm not sure about
that. No one ever has, and Mark immediately called it a boondoggle, and there's 150 businesses here locally who are against it, and, you know, your local government isn't even paying attention to those businesses because it's a money grab.
Why would they want to do that? There's millions of dollars in the offing.
$120 million for what? 8 miles, you said?
Why don't you want $120 million to lay down 8 miles of pavement? So what if 500 trees?
Oh, my God.
I want to expand this, I think, into and by the way, Albuquerque bus riders, you know, that only constitutes about 1.5% of the population, and bus ridership has dropped over 6% just in the last year alone. But
hold on. Before you go on, when you say 1%, 1.5% of the population ride the bus, does that mean they ride the bus one time in a given month? I mean, what when we say 1.5% of the population rides the bus, I think that I don't know, that sounds pretty high to me comparative to what I generally see when I look at people riding buses.
Yeah. I mean, they had 12.4 million boardings last year, and the overall city bus ridership dropped 5.5%. So I guess it's just, I don't know, maybe for events. You know, it's pretty empty, like you said, Mark. It's pretty much an empty vessel. But on a national level, these are the types of projects that are going on everywhere. $17 million, Jacksonville, Florida, $43 million in Everett, Washington, $57 million in Grand Rapids, Michigan, $75 million in Indianapolis, $30 million in Kansas City, Missouri. So what's happening is local city governments will put up, you know, let's say one-fifth the amount of money. And then the federal administration, the transportation administration, will come in over the top of that and supply, you know, four or five times that. And they call it the small starts money on the federal government. Small, does that sound small to you?
No, it sounds like a shovel-ready boondoggle. It's like it's a plethora of shovel-ready boondoggles.
And the people here absolutely, you know, the entrenched kind of liberal, and I'm using it not in the classical sense, but in the modern sense, the liberal, you know, type of people are all, you know, for this because this is for the people. Public transportation's a right. But
which people? 1.5% of them?
For the bus drivers, exactly. Apparently.
We are the 98.5% that don't want this crap.
Wow. Great call, Eddie. There. Anything else you want to share about it?
That's it.
Thanks for the info. I appreciate the other side on that one. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
You know, there's just enough government programs out there that are sort of work to make to get people on board with a whole bunch of them that don't. Now, what this could do, and I'm sure that they're proposing that this does. By the way, Ian, you were the one who called it a boondoggle. I want to give you credit for that.
Yeah, it sounded like a boondoggle.
What they're proposing, I imagine, is that, hey, if we build this in here, we tear out 500 trees down beautiful and the only urban stretch of Route 66 left. We're going to tear this out. And then he said something about stuff being on the side, too. But anyway, right down the middle, we're going to run this bus back and forth.
He said it's like three lanes, basically.
Run this bus back and forth. And what that'll do is that'll give tourists who are coming here a way to go all the way up and all the way down and really enjoy Route 66. Now, I can imagine the loading and unloading of, you know, pudgy American tourists getting on their little scooters onto the bus trolley thing there. How long that's going to take, how much traffic that holds up.
Yeah, what is that? That's one of the details I don't know about this, because if this thing's supposed to be moving down the middle of a highway, I don't know how many lanes there are on either side.
I think you said three lanes in either direction.
So if this is going to occupy the middle of that, it is going to, and one of the parts of this lawsuit is it's going to snarl traffic, they say. When this thing stops and unloads and loads its passengers, well, they're getting out in the middle of the street, right? I mean, they're not going
to cross pedestrians.
Yeah. So there's going to have to be some sort of pedestrian crossing zone or lights to stop traffic or whatever. So how bad this is going to be, don't know.
What's going to happen is this going to drive motor vehicle traffic elsewhere in the town. They'll probably build some kind of bypass at some point. Then all the businesses that are down there, they better cater to foot traffic. So currently they don't. Currently they're catering to more of a motor vehicle traffic. And so it's going to change the complexion entirely of urban Route 66 in Albuquerque. I mean, you know, is this going to put a lot of people to work? It is. $170 million, you can better believe there's going to be a lot of construction workers and a lot of folks put to work. It's probably going to be pretty nice if you like concrete, painted concrete, you know, by the time they're done. I'm not saying it's not going to be. I'm going to miss those trees. I never got to see them, but I'm missing them already. Ripping out 500 trees. And I, you know, but it's going to change everything. And then once they're done, then the job's just done. And then the people of, you know, these businesses have to pick up the pieces.
Both lawsuits, again, two being filed, one in federal court, one in state court, against this proposed rapid transit system or rapid bus system. Both lawsuits, including one in Bernalillo County Court from, I can tell I'm not from around there.
Bernalillo.
Anyway, from lead plaintiff Maria Bautista, says the project will disrupt dozens of businesses, snarl traffic, because whenever they're building anything in the road, it's going to disrupt
sure
business.
Sure it is.
Snarl traffic, impede pedestrians, and further disrupt businesses as a result, and the city's lightly used bus system shows the project isn't needed in the first place. Both lawsuits also claim the ART project will affect or destroy at least 48 sites on Route 66 that are on the National Historic Registry. The federal complaint, by the way, I'm somebody who, you know, look, as far as progress is concerned, I don't care about your historic registry or whatever. If something is going to be better for people, then I think that, you know, as long as that thing isn't privately owned, then get rid of it. Let's move in.
Most of these things that are on the historic registry are privately owned, and that's kind of the issue, is that I'm of the opinion that if you want to preserve your building in its original state, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to paint it. Like, you don't have to do anything. It's yours.
I support that, too. If you want to keep it as is, that's cool. But people who want to move ahead and upgrade and change out and maybe completely raise a building and put something new in its place shouldn't be prohibited. So by no means am I in favor of historic districts and things like that, because they're usually forced on people.
If you happen to own the building in which Pancho Villa happened to attend grade school or something like that, and you want to put up a spaceport, as far as I'm concerned, you know, progress, that has to be the way it is. Every old building isn't the pyramids in Egypt, okay?
That's true. And if it is important to you, then buy the damn thing and keep it as it is.
Get your friends together who care about it, and everybody throw in $100. If you care, you can throw in $100.
All right, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the lawsuits coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year.
Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here, live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a government boondoggle that could be coming to a town near you. Don't think you're off the hook just because you don't live in Albuquerque, because this rapid transit bus, which will apparently require demolishing most of the existing road down, I guess, in Albuquerque, which is a portion of the old Route 66.
They want to call it rapid transit because, you know, slow as hell is really, it wouldn't make as good of an acronym. But, I mean, it's traveling up and down a 7 or 8 mile stretch of Route 66.
$120 million is what this is going to cost.
It's tremendously expensive, but it's also, I mean, rapid transit? Seriously? Rapid transit? It's going up and down 7 miles. It's not like it's taking you and catapulting you down some kind of, you know, like mail tube at the speed of light. It's a bus. Traveling, it probably is going to have, what, how many stops are going to be along
this
thing?
That's a good question.
Every quarter mile? Let's be serious here.
It's hard to get anything done rapidly.
Every stoplight, they're going to have a stop.
So we'll continue with that story. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also talk about whatever boondoggle is happening in your town, because it's guaranteed stupid stuff like this is happening all over the U.S.
You know, speaking of boondoggles, how about Obamacare? Has that increased the cost of health care for your family? It has for a lot of families. Well, there's a solution. If you pay for your own health insurance or pay a large portion of your copay or that sort of thing, I want you to check out Liberty Health Share. What Liberty Health Share is it's something like health insurance, and that you're spreading out the cost of health insurance over a bunch of people, or the health care costs, I should say, over a bunch of people. But it's not health insurance. It's a health sharing organization. That's its designation. And what it is people working together to help each other with the costs of health care. And you don't have to pay for any health care item that you find to be morally objectionable. That is a big deal. Liberty Health Share, and for our family, the cost was basically, I don't want to give you a firm number, it was more than half, but not much more than half of the cost. So please check them out. Go to joinlhs.com. It's joinlhs.com, Liberty Health Share, and I've got a telephone number for you if you need it, 800-722-8255. 800-722-8041. But you'll find the number there at joinlhs.com. 800-722-8041. Joinlhs.com.
Now, when there's $110 million, the whole thing, $120 at least, is what it's going to cost. That's the estimate. Remember, when government comes forward with estimated costs, it almost always costs more than what the estimate was. So keep that in mind. So at base level, a minimum of $120 million, when there's that kind of money on the line, the city government has a major incentive to make sure this thing goes through, no matter how many business owners
complain.
They
want the money. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Now, the city has to pony up $16.4 million on, you know, sort of to get the ball rolling here, but ultimately they get 10 times as much or nearly 10 times as much into this from the federal government. And so I wonder if we're going to see something happen in Albuquerque like we saw here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, with a Bearcat, where 90%, I don't know what percentage of people in Albuquerque are for this versus against it. I don't know that. But here, this Bearcat, this boondoggle on a much more small scale, this is a $280,000 boondoggle, this armored personnel carrier that the police were going to be granted by the federal government, Department of Homeland Security. Here in this little town of 22,000 people, they needed this APC, this tank, basically, as it was described by, I believe, the mayor or one of the city councilors at the time. They got this thing after a huge outpouring of people who were against it. Now, there were no lawsuits, so maybe that would have helped. But there was a tremendous outpouring, people calling their city councilors, stopping off at their homes, you know, talking to them on the streets. The city councilors who were interviewed about this said that 80 to 90% of the people that they were contacted by did not want this Bearcat. Republicans, Democrats, independents, people from all across the political spectrum did not want this Bearcat. And they went ahead and took it anyway. They went with what the police wanted, which was the small super minority of people in the town, because, well, we wouldn't want to put our police in danger, and after all, it's free. How can we say no to a free $300,000 vehicle? And so they took it, and I suspect Albuquerque is going to take this too, despite these lawsuits. And now, of course, they're going to spend however many tens of thousands of dollars to fight the lawsuits. Because that's going to cost them even more money. They have likely an insurance policy that they'll be able to turn to. But, of course, the insurance payments go up if you tap the insurance policy. Every city has their own city attorney that they can assign to a case. But in a lot of cases, they bring in outside assistance for a complicated matter like this.
It costs.
So it's going to cost the city any old way, or it's going to cost taxpayers either way you slice this thing. Nonetheless, let's go on here with a story from Courthouse News Service. With more detail on the suits, there's one in federal court, there's one in state court about the proposed bus line in Albuquerque that is supposedly going to be rapid transit, but opponents are saying it's actually going to snarl traffic. It's going to make things worse, possibly put businesses out of business, and it will even affect 48 sites that will destroy or affect 48 sites on the old Route 66 that are part of the National Historic Registry. The federal complaint, whose plaintiffs include building owners, coffee shop owners, consultants, and the Citizen Coalition, claims the city ran roughshod over federally mandated environmental assessments and environmental impact statements.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get that. We're going to do this, and I don't care how many boll weevils it displaces.
They claimed falsely that the project will not significantly affect travel. Plaintiffs in the state complaint include three restaurants, three auto businesses, Route 66 apartments, a convenience store, barbershop, the nonprofit El Chante Casino de Cultura, and more. They say that more than 150 places on the National Historic Register will be affected by the art line, and the city did not perform State Historic Preservation Office reviews nor local historic reviews before agreeing to fund the project. Landmarks that will be affected include an elementary school and the historic Knob Hill Fire Station. So the city, they claim, are breaking their own rules. They're breaking state law. They're breaking federal law or federal regulations by going ahead with this. Now, I just want to make it clear. I don't support the federal government. I don't support the state government. I understand what these people are doing, though. Maybe they don't even support those things, but they're using the existing system to try to hold the system to its own rules, to try to stop this boondoggle from happening. And I don't think they're wrong for doing that.
I'd agree. It seems like, from what I'm hearing here, and again, like I said, there's sometimes that I think public transportation, it really works. But Largely, I think it doesn't. And we were even, when we were in California, we were in near Los Angeles,
yeah,
walking to a convention. It was just around the corner from our hotel. Well, I suppose a little more. A couple of blocks from our hotel. And I was looking at buses there. Now, this wasn't prime time. At prime time, there were more people in the buses. But off prime, these were double buses.
The long ones with the accordion in the middle.
I counted like two or three people in one bus.
Including the driver.
And I mean, God.
Let's go to Joshua. Joshua's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Joshua.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
This ART, I'm actually from South Florida, but I've been working in Albuquerque for about a little over a year, and I listen to the local talk radio station, and I can tell you right now, I mean, I know the area that they're trying to put this thing in, and I've seen the transit system they have now, and like you guys were pointing out, no one rides it as it is.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about what they're doing now is going to be putting businesses, it's going to clog up traffic. It's going to take businesses out of commission, essentially, because, I mean, basically the mayor's pushing it through. They don't want to put it up for a referendum for the people to vote on because no one wants it.
Yeah, well, they're real public servants, aren't they?
Is that what you're hearing on the streets? I mean, have there been any polls conducted? Just curious to know, you know, what's it like? Because obviously if you judge by who's calling talk radio, that doesn't really tell you who's for it and who's against it.
Yeah, and that's probably true, and I don't get a chance necessarily to talk with, you know, people on the streets per se. However, when you hear from, I mean, the local radio station has had a lot of the business owners on, and even a caller, I will say this, had a caller on at one point that lives in the area, like, that would directly benefit him to go from where this transit's going to go, and then when asked if he's going to use it, he'd be like, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I mean, it's like, no one wants this. They're going to push it through anyway, shove it down the throat just to get the government money. But it doesn't even make sense. Why would you take the government money unless you're going to put it towards that, unless you're not going to put it towards that? And that's where I get pissed off, because I feel like they're just going to misappropriate the money anyway.
Well, they're the government. They do that pretty well. Thanks, Joshua, for your call, man. I appreciate it, dude. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The program director of the station says that this is going to leave one lane left if they put this thing through on each side.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.